This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Early voting for Vermont's August 9th primary election is already underway. Vermont law allows voters to cast their ballots within 45 days of the election. Voters are encouraged to contact their town clerk's office to request a primary ballot if they want to use that option. The ballots can then be mailed back or dropped off in person at the clerk's office. Well, how did this system develop in Vermont, and what are some of the potential impacts that early voting might have on political campaigns? We thought these would be great questions for Vermont Public's senior political correspondent, Bob Kinzel. Hey, Bob.
Hey there, Mitch.
So this whole concept of allowing people to vote before Election Day has evolved over the years in quite interesting ways. It used to be fairly hard for a voter to get what's known as an absentee ballot, for example. Now, just a phone call away, and up to 6 weeks before the election, you can get that absentee ballot. So how did this happen?
Mitch, it really is a remarkable change. Mail-in ballots were actually used during the Civil War for the Union soldiers in the field. It's generally felt that these ballots played an important role in the re-election of Abraham Lincoln in the 1864 election. And then mail-in ballots were used in Vermont starting in 1919 on a very limited basis. But to get an absentee ballot, a voter had to have a specific reason to get one. Things like, I'm going to be away on business, or I've got health issues and I can't get to my town clerk's. But then things really started to change in the early 1990s. And that's when Vermont eliminated the need to have a reason to get an absentee ballot. Secretary of State Jim Condos told me that this turned out to be a very important change.
So it was 1993 when that happened. And in 2002, we had newspapers reporting that early voting was on the rise because of that. So 9 years later, there was clear evidence that early voting was increasing.
And Mitch, the use of early voting has been increasing ever since, and it was really huge 2 years ago in November of 2020 because of the pandemic, when a lot of voters decided to use that mail-in option.
Yeah, it was a remarkable year for many reasons. Vermont then had a system where a voter could request a ballot 30 days before an election. But then, Bob, the time frame got extended to 45 days, and that happened about a decade ago. So how did that change come about, getting those 15 extra days?
Mitch, it was almost by accident. Here's what happened. In 2009, the federal government decided that states had to make ballots available for overseas and military voters 45 days before an election in order to ensure that the ballots could be returned in time to be counted. 30 days was no longer enough time for these specific voters. That was the federal mandate. As Secretary Condos explains, Vermont lawmakers then decided to make ballots available to all voters in the state 45 days before an election.
Vermont undertook the capability that if it was good enough for our overseas and military voters, that it was good enough for Vermonters. And they expanded early voting to 45 days for all voters. It really came down to a fairness issue.
So, Mitch, all states have a 45-day window for overseas and military voters. But there are very few, like Vermont, that have 45 days for all voters.
Okay, Bob, well, this brings us to a really important distinction here, because in the general election this November, all Vermont voters will receive a ballot in the mail automatically. Those will be sent out for the general election in November. But it's important to point out this is not the case for the August 9th primary. Voters will have to request an early ballot for the primary election. And I'm wondering if Secretary of State Jim Condos has any concerns about voter fraud using this system.
You know, Mitch, he really doesn't. He notes that Vermont is part of a group of 31 states that share both voter and motor vehicle information. So he feels they would discover if someone tried to vote more than once. And he says his office conducts audits after every election. No voter fraud has ever been found. And he told me that he has a lot of confidence in the security of Vermont's election system.
Absolutely. For probably the last 8-9 years, we've been improving our voter checklist on literally a daily basis, and today it is by far the most accurate that we've ever had, and it continues to get stronger as we go.
And Mitch, one reason why Condos has that confidence in the security is that Vermont requires paper ballots, so it's much easier to conduct actual recounts, and that local officials don't have to rely on the original data from electronic voting machines. They are able to count the official paper ballot every time.
Let's talk a little bit about how this is all affecting the candidates who are actually running, because, you know, old school ways, political campaigns would make a big push to turn out voters on election day itself. And you still hear this, you know, get out and vote on election day. But now political campaigns have to encourage their supporters to vote over a 6.5-week period because of the early voting. How does this affect the campaigns?
I don't think there's any question that early voting and voting by mail has had a big impact on some of the operations of political campaigns. And I had a chance recently to talk with Linda Fowler, who is a professor of government emerita at Dartmouth College, about this very issue. First of all, Professor Fowler says that at a time when many people have a lot going on in their lives, early voting is essential to ensure that everybody has an opportunity to cast a ballot.
Either because of their age, their physical condition, their work, the flexibility of their work schedule, whether they can get a babysitter, whether they're going to be out of town, whether the lines at their polling places are very long and discourage them from voting, and a whole host of things. So mail-in voting just means people don't have to think about those variables and how they're going to actually make it happen.
Now, that being said, Professor Fowler does see some important impacts. One, early voting means campaigns have to get organized sooner. This means they have to raise money earlier. She says this can be very tough on challengers who are not very well known. And two, because of this situation, challengers can have a harder time initially getting their message out to voters.
I worry about challengers who are not well known and not well funded. And if voters are deciding early, they may not have heard very much from an unknown challenger or a challenger who sort of takes off towards the end of the campaign. And so that will benefit incumbents.
And Professor Fowler thinks early voting could affect the allocation of resources by campaigns in the final weeks, like you were talking about, Mitch.
And Bob, does Professor Fowler think there could be some additional potential impacts of these campaigns?
She does, Mitch. She thinks it could reduce the impact of last-minute controversies that often seem to arise in campaigns, the so-called October surprises.
I think what it means is that it diminishes the impact of sort of October surprises and late-breaking events that, you know, generate a short frenzy in the media but aren't really very important to the performance of the candidate.
And Mitch, I think campaigns are still learning how early voting and mail-in voting affects their strategies, and the ones that figure this out soon could have a big advantage.
So many changes, and I'm wondering, too, about voting laws and technology and how technology has evolved over the years. I mean, are there any new voting possibilities on the horizon?
Mitch, there's a big one, internet voting. You know, there are some people who feel that steps can be put into place to protect the integrity of the voting system from fraud and allow internet voting. But Secretary Kondos is not one of them.
Technology changes so fast, but I will tell you that most of the experts think that we're not ready for internet voting.
And a reminder that early voting has started for Vermont's August 9th primary election. Again, contact your town clerk if you are interested in using that early voting option for the primary. That's Vermont Public's Bob Kinzel. Thank you so much, Bob.
My pleasure, Mitch.